Mike Tenura from T-Storm Weather in Chicago now joins us here on the Closing Market Report. Mike, can you take me through the weather forecast for the Midwest, please?
Well, the forecast can be divided into three pieces. The first two pieces are the easy ones to talk about, so let's start there. We're not going to see very much rain for North Dakota or Northwest Minnesota here for a while, probably through the next 7 to 10 days. So planting rates will pick up across North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota, and that's a key spring wheat area, and they also produce a little bit of corn and soybeans. So that's part number one, pretty easy forecast right there. The other part of the forecast is fairly straightforward as well, and that involves the southern third of the Corn Belt and points on to the south. We're not going to see very much rain there either over the next 7 days or so, and so we think that planting will tend to pick up with time as you move further and further away from Interstate 80. So that's the second piece of the puzzle. And again, that's pretty straightforward too. The third piece is a complicated one. We're going to see a very sharp north to south temperature gradient linger here over the next few days. Low temperatures this morning in Minnesota, in South Dakota, and North Dakota fell all the way into the 20s and 30s this morning, while just off to the south and east, it was in the 50s and 60s across the southern Corn Belt. Well, that boundary is going to sit right around Interstate 80 here for a few days. We'll see a number of waves of energy move along that boundary, and that will produce some significant rainfall along and north of Interstate 80. Now, you might ask, why are we spending so much time talking about that? Well, there's been a lot of rain in southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, and Wisconsin over the last week. And because of that, planting rates have been pretty slow. They've also been pretty slow in the Dakotas, but again, we're going to see a dry pocket here, so things will start to pick up. But in these areas across the northern Corn Belt, we're looking for significant rainfall over the next few days. It's already wet, and then we get into next week. And next week is where the forecast is a little bit more clear-cut for everybody, because we're going to see one or two systems move across the central U.S., the one later in the week and more so next weekend looks to be fairly large. And because of that, everybody is going to see some rain next week. So by the time you add all of this up, you end up coming to the conclusion that you're going to have some challenges planting the rest of the crop, at least in a timely manner, across portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and more than likely adjacent areas of South Dakota.
Any other areas across the planet that we need to be concerned about at this point?
The only two areas that we're watching at the moment regard Argentina and Brazil as one area, and then Australia as the other. The Brazil story is basically the same. It's been real dry there. It stays pretty dry here through about Monday. Then we'll start to see some thunderstorm chances show up for the southern 40% of their corn crop. Pollination should be complete by the time we get into next week, so this rain arrives a little bit late for that portion of the crop. Argentina's been real wet lately, but all of that rain is now ending. The only other issue is Australia. It's been very dry across Australia over the last 3 to 6 months. So we need to keep an eye on that, but keep in mind the key wheat phases for Australia don't begin until August and more so in September.
That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.